I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day legends, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We've had some breaking news over the last few days surrounding David Fifita. We are recording this on Tuesday, so fingers crossed there isn't any breaking news before you get to consume this content. But Fifita, we've known for a long time that he's got up until around about this week, I think it's Thursday, to either recommit to the Gold Coast Titans or put himself on the open market. And flying down to have a meeting with the Penrith Panthers, huge news that has huge ramifications on, obviously, Penrith, the Gold Coast Titans, but just the competition in general. Kat, I don't know about you, but when I saw this one, my head just started spinning.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Knowing that he came down to Sydney, he's been having meetings with the Panthers, with the Roosters. Yeah, it's kind of cool to think that he's potentially on the market for a new team, and what that could do to shake the game up a little bit.
Yeah, and you know what? The first thing I want to say is that I feel so sorry for the Gold Coast Titans, Kat, because I've seen a lot of people's reactions to this, and to be completely honest with you, I was exactly the same, that a lot of people go, okay, Fifita, we get to see him, you know, his full ability at the Penrith Panthers. He'll get to be outside either Nath Cleary or whoever's there at Penrith, be well coached, and he'll just absolutely explode down there. And I personally think a couple of years ago, Kat, and not everyone, don't get me wrong, but I think a couple of years ago, the success of Penrith really shit people. I think Penrith are starting to get into that. Okay, they're a dynasty and we can sort of start to respect how good they are. And I think a lot of people, especially people that, you know, give their takes on social media, have sort of gone, oh, you know, it would be really cool to see him land at the Penrith Panthers. You got to remember, from the Panthers' point of view, they, you know, every single bit of talent they've had over the last few years has either come from their junior development or they've picked up guys that aren't superstars at their club. Like, honestly, over the last few years, what's been their biggest signing they've made? Like, there really hasn't been.
They've made them stars.
That Scotty Sorensen arrived there as a journeyman. Luke Garner arrived there as, you know, no one. They sort of got, you know, Taruva, he came through the Penrith system. All these guys that they've actually gone out and signed, none of them were stars leaving their former clubs. And that's what the Melbourne Storm used to do back in the day. I think Mick Crocker was the only Origin player they ever signed until Xavier Coates a couple of years ago. The Panthers have done the exact same thing. All their guys they've brought in before they were stars, they've developed them and they've turned them into the guys they are. Probably the only one you could argue is Tyrone Peachy, who played Origin, but he wasn't even playing first grade at the Tigers when he arrived there, so I don't think you can really count that.
No, it's not really screaming.
No, it's not screaming rep footballer, is it? No. So I think it would be cool to see the Panthers get that. But I will say this, I do really feel sorry for the Titans, Kat.
Yeah.
They went big on Fifita a couple of years ago. They've been through some really shit years. And I know this year's been a bit of a shit fight, but I think you can tell with Desi Hazard arriving and Tino recommitting long term and whatnot, like, I think there is potential here for the Titans to start to have some success. But if they lose Fifita, I have serious concerns. And there is part of me, not a little part of me, there's a large part of me, Kat, that thinks Tino and Fifita staying on the Gold Coast and winning a premiership there would be one of the great storylines of all time.
I know. Does it feel within reach, though?
I don't know, but
yeah,
I'm like 5 years ago, the Panthers winning a comp, let alone winning four comps in a row or three Good comps point. In a row, was not achievable.
Good point.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, when the Tigers won their comp, that was completely unachievable. The Panthers completely unachievable. You know,
why Bronx went from wooden spooners to contenders within a season.
Exactly right, and they've done it with young guys they've brought through, Reece Walsh, Ezra Mann, these sort of guys. They've got a great forward pack, which the Titans do at the moment as well. I mean, at the moment, I would say no, it's probably not achievable in the next few years, but things can change very, very quickly. You know, you have a look at the Tiger situation, like. A year ago when we were talking about the West Tigers, Galvin wasn't even in the conversation. Now he's the entire future of the club. Like, things can change very quickly, and I know that it's the Gold Coast Titans. You know, they've had teams on the Gold Coast before that haven't been successful, and the reality is with the Gold Coast as a place cat, you can even talk from a football perspective, like no team's ever been successful there. No. Nothing has ever worked. It's a holiday destination. It's a great place. There's no denying it. But I think a lot of they've just never been able to lock down success up there. And I think right now is probably their best opportunity to. When the Titans first came into the competition, I think people forget they finished first. They finished fourth 1 year. I think it was 2010. They fell one. They got beat by the Roosters the week before the grand final. So they were there and thereabouts when it was the Princies, the Birds, the Baileys, the Campbells. It was a great Gold Coast Titans side. It was a great footy side. But since then, just haven't been able to piece it together. And I think now they're on a better track than they have been at any other point.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. If I'm Fifita, unfortunately, if I look around the room, do I see a premiership in the next?
I think it's a premiership while he's still playing at the level that he's playing.
And can I see it in the next few years? Probably not. Can I see it at the Panthers? Definitely. I think it would be – I mean, I think it's wild just the position the Panthers find themselves in. And if what you're reading is true, 850K, I mean, it's not like the Panthers are offering him 500K. That's really good, Bicky, 850K. Are the Titans offering more? I would safely assume so. I would guarantee so. But, I mean, at the age he's at, Kat, I know it's a lot of money over a long period of time. Like if you're looking over a four-year deal and it's 200K difference, like you're talking about $1 million there. But I think living in Sydney, especially if you want to live on the Gold Coast or you know, wherever it might be, when you're making that much money,
yeah,
surely you can just make it fucking work, can't you?
I also just don't. I think if it's about money, he would stay at Gold Coast.
I agree.
And so if it is about chasing a premiership, if it is about a trophy, if it is about career succession and whatever he deems successful by the time he wants to retire, then you've got to make moves like this.
And I mean – yeah, like he's probably getting offered 1.2 by the Gold Coast Titans at the moment. Like if he was to go to the Panthers for 850, let's say, I think worst case scenario, win one premiership in the next 4 years, what's Dave Fifita going to be worth to a club after time at the Penrith Panthers? Like there isn't a player that's gone to the Panthers and not improved out of sight. He will then have finals experience. He'll probably have a premiership under his belt. He would have dominated on big stages. And, you know, with all due respect to the Titans, you'll probably find they're trying to buy him back for 1.4.
Yeah,
in a couple of years, Tom, or some team, there is a team out there that will pay that much money for a Fifita coming out of a Panther system. Look at the contracts that the current Panthers are getting. Fifita has shown that he can go into an average team and absolutely dominate and make a real difference. Imagine when he's leaving the Panthers in a couple of years' time.
And this is all what he's done as a 20 to 24-year-old.
He's 21. Yeah. I realized this yesterday.
Wait, what?
Dave Fifita is... Oh, unless I've got it wrong.
No. David Fifita is 24.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I was told yesterday 21.
No, 24.
Okay. Fair enough. Still.
The point is he's in his early 20s.
Sorry, you're right. Yeah, he's 24. I had that wrong. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He's in his early 20s.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've been talking about – I know Fifita is a rugby league name and we've heard it many a time, but – this David Fifita we have talked about for years.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
We've had respect on his name for many years, and not many 24-year-olds in the game are worth that amount of money at this stage.
If you watch him on the weekend against the Melbourne Storm, Fifita was very rarely put in good positions. He broke 15 tackles against the Melbourne Storm. Like he is just a one-man juggernaut who has never been utilized overly well until Kieran Foran arrived up there at the Gold Coast Titans and he had his best season by far and away last year. Imagine when he lands outside Cleary. Imagine when he lands under Ivan Cleary. Like,
I mean, it's beautiful stuff as a fan of the game. It's the type of stuff you want to see. But I get both sides.
But that's where I do. I think so many of us, myself included, 100% have the, oh, it's what you want to see. You want to see him play his best footy. And once again, I feel so sorry for Gold Coast Titans fans who thought they had this guy who was, and he might still be the most loyal guy in the world. But fuck, if the Titans lose him, that is just absolutely heartbreaking. I hate to say it and I hope I'm wrong, but if Fifita walks out the door, if I'm Tino, I'm looking around going, fuck, I came from the Melbourne Storm. I know what a successful team feels like. I know how much of a high it is. I could go somewhere and maybe not get what I'm getting at the Titans, but could I get – and this is what I hate about this situation, that I really hope the arse doesn't fall out of the end of the Gold Coast Titans, because they've done really well to build themselves into the position they're in now, which might not show on the ladder, but you can see that they're heading in the right direction. Yeah. And if they, you know, if Fifita was to walk out, Foz will retire soon. Like,
you're not really left with much.
It's brutal.
It sounds bad, but that substance, like that foundational core of a team that you really need to then attract the other players.
And that's where as well, if I'm another star player looking to walk into the Gold Coast Titans, I have got to keep it in my mind that Fifita just decided to leave despite getting paid $1 point whatever million. And I know he went to the Panthers and I get it, but oh, it's just not great for brand Gold Coast Titans, which I absolutely hate. I want them to be successful so fucking bad. But yeah, if he does land at the Penrith Panthers, obviously he will turn into an absolute juggernaut. It will also elevate the game of so many of these Penrith Panthers guys. I would assume he'll play on that left edge, but I wouldn't rule out putting him on the right edge and just putting him with Nathan Cleary and potentially having the greatest halfback second row combination of all time. Obviously, Cliffy Lyons and Beaver is going to be very hard to ever top, but just from a destructive point of view in the modern game, fuck, that might be the best second rower and the best halfback in the game for the next 10 years.
It's exciting.
Lining up next to each other week to week. It's exciting. It's also terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I'm feeling pretty
safe from my couch though.
Yes, tell me about that. There'll be absolute Supercoach locks in every single Supercoach side moving forward. The other thing, obviously, and from what I've heard, Kat, and this is from a pretty reasonably good source, we spoke about it off mic before, that Fisher Harris, that news was kept under wraps. Mm. A lot of what the Panthers do is kept under wraps. I've actually been told that it's the Panthers that put this out there, that they leaked this story. So I'm not sure what they're trying to achieve there. I'm not sure if they're trying to maybe get the price lower of someone else they've got their eyes on. All of this stuff that happens with managers, clubs, players, you know, it's all just part of a – I almost died on you. It's all just part of a game of chess. And I'm not quite sure what their aim is here, the Penrith Panthers, but an interesting situation. Obviously, Michael Chamis reported it. He's a guy that the Penrith Panthers use. You start to notice these things when you keep track of stories and journos and whatnot. So it's just a little something to watch there. Maybe they're trying to drive down the price of like a Stefano or someone else that's been mentioned. The other thing is I refuse to believe that Fifita comes to Sydney to visit the Penrith Panthers and the Sydney Roosters with a war chest of money aren't having a conversation there. I know it's been rumored. I'm not sure if it's actually been reported he had a chat with them, but I am.
In what I've read, it said that he chatted with them also.
Yeah, makes complete sense. Yeah, so I would be far from ruling out the Roosters. Maybe the Panthers know the Roosters are chatting to him, and they think, okay, at least we can drive up his price a little bit.
Mm.
Potentially, I've seen that the Dragons have thrown their hat in the ring as well. They've got a bit of money now with Zach Lomax leaving. But personally, if I'm Fifita and I'm going to leave the Gold Coast Titans where I'm getting paid big bicky, I don't think you leave for just another good payday. You've got a good payday. I think you leave for a genuine chance at winning a premiership. And whilst the Roosters might be that place, the Penrith Panthers 100% are that place. So yeah, very interesting. Selfishly, I do want to see him end up at the Penrith Panthers. I want to see it. I hate that for the Gold Coast Titans and I hate that for Gold Coast Titans fans, but I selfishly do want to see just how great this team can get. And once again, it's not like he's one of a list of 1,000 guys they've gone and signed who are superstars. He is literally the first big fish that they've gone out and got. They have replaced everyone else with fringe players, with journeymans, with guys that have just come through their junior system. So I'd love to see it. Another part of the reason why I'd probably rather see him at Penrith over the Roosters do this all the fucking time, just go and buy the biggest superstar in the game. I'd love to see the Penrith Panthers have a crack and finally flex their muscles. But, Kat, I just can't get away from that sinking feeling in my stomach of how bad I feel for the Gold Coast Titans.
Yeah, I feel you. But I also selfishly agree that seeing what a David Fifita would bring to one of these like Galactico sides, one of these
Galactico, that's mad.
That's yeah. A little bit of our soccer terminology for you. But it does remind me, you know, your Penriths and your Roosters remind me of some of those big, big teams that have the ability to sign just about anyone. And I think it's Penrith's turn to sign a player like that and have some fun with it.
Yeah, because you need to also keep in mind that as successful as Penrith are, they have lost so many fucking players, it's not even funny. Like if you have a look around this league, look at how many teams are built around guys that Penrith have lost realistically, whether it be the Tigers, the Canterbury Bulldogs. Like there are so many teams out there, similar to what the Melbourne Storm were years ago when the Dragons were built around Gareth Widdop, the Warriors are still built around Tohu Harris. Like the South Sydney Rabbitohs were built around Greg Inglis. It's the price you pay for being successful. You lose a lot of guys and you got to find a way to balance that out. And, you know, if the Penrith Panthers have an opportunity to now they've let all these champions go to be able to go out and get themselves a big fish to try and defend another premiership, full credit to them if they can make
Fair
it work.
Play.
And it's not like, well, in my opinion, it's not like they're paying him 500K, getting him at huge unders coming to premiership. If they're paying him 850K, I personally believe that's pretty close to market value. The Gold Coast Titans might pay more, but I believe for a back rower to be paying him 850K, I personally think that's pretty fair.
I think you got to look at context too in and around all of that. It's Gold Coast Titans, they needed to incentivize that signing a little bit more than a team like Penrith do because you're signing up for a potential premiership in your first year.
Yep.
It's not saying you are part of our long-term plan and we're going to reimburse you so that you want to stay and you want to commit yourself to growing this club with us. It's come on in and win something straight away.
Yeah, and that would be super exciting.
And that's priceless.
It's priceless.
That's priceless.
You know, he's – with a good few years in the Penrith Panthers, and let's say he stays there long term, like he could establish himself and go into that conversation of best back rowers ever. He's got ability that we've really never seen before from a back rower, and I'm not sure how many we'll see again. So very interesting. I wonder, Kat, and they probably – I would imagine the Broncos just simply can't afford it, but I wonder
he
if
he would look great in a Broncos side.
Well, he has played in the Broncos. Well,
but like,
look good.
Look at that
in this current
team.
Side.
He would look so good there.
He dominated in a very, very shit Broncos team. If he went back to where they are now, I don't think they could possibly afford him with your Reece Walshes and your Ezra Mams of the world. But yeah, very, very interesting. We'll see how this plays out over the next couple of, I was going to say weeks, but it's probably going to be days, I would assume.
Yeah.
That if he puts himself on the open market on Thursday, that would have to pretty much be riding on the wall for the Gold Coast Titans, you'd have to think.
You'd think so.
But, yeah, very interesting situation, a very, very big watch there. And the other thing that I fucking hate about this is that if he lands at that Penrith Panther system and they get the very best for feeder that they possibly can, him walking into Origin, it's already scary.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's going to be terrifying. So pros and cons for this. Part of me would love to see him stay at the Gold Coast Titans because the Titans deserve to keep this guy. Mm. But part of me also wants to see him go down to the Penrith Panthers and be the absolute best, very best form of David Fifita that he possibly can be, which I probably don't think, unfortunately, he can do at the Gold Coast Titans. I think the other thing, Kat, that if I'm Fifita, I'm looking around the room at the Titans going, okay, once Foz retires, who's going to be my ball player that's going to put me in good spots? Is it Tanner Boyd? Is it Tommy Weaver? I have the opportunity to build a combination with Nathan Cleary over the next 5 years.
It's
I just
a joke.
Don't think you can ignore it.
Nah, it's a joke.
Yeah, very, very tough. We'll see what happens on this situation, though. We'll keep you up to date as the news breaks on and gives you our live reactions. But this Fifita one, it is going to make big, big waves in the rugby league world.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.